Okay, in this video clip, we are quickly going to look at the purpose of the module. It is known as Module 2 if you do the formal studies of Explosives 1601. It's also Module 4 of Short Learning Program 1. So please don't get confused if it's sometimes referred to as Module 2 or sometimes as Module 4. It just depends on are you studying formally in the diploma where you do the explosives as part of your main subjects, or are you doing the four short learning programs where you will complete all your explosive subjects? The rationale behind this was explained in another video clip that you will find under general information. Okay, the purpose of this module is to develop your understanding in the fundamental concepts in measuring technologies and techniques. How to measure, what are the techniques, and the measurement, it might seem simple, but in the end, it will give you good technologies and good techniques to take techniques that's available in the whole chemical industry, in the whole laboratory environment, and make it specific with specific applications in the explosives field. The objective of the module is to teach you the basics of the successful operation of a laboratory or a plant. So we look at some laboratory skills, but whatever you can do on small scale, safely in a laboratory, you must be able to do that in large scale in a production environment, in an explosives plant. And it does not matter if that plant is in the commercial industry or in the military industry. The military industry being the Nel with all its affiliates, the old Nascem, Somchem, that's now known as Rheinmetall, the Nel Munitions, or even the Nel Dynamics, or even if you work on the test ranges, the CSIR, you're part of the military environment. The commercial environment, whether you work in the laboratory or the production plant for BME, for AEL, for Dantex, for Sasol, or Sasol Nitro, or Nitro Nobel, or Maxim, whatever the case may be, these principles are applicable. Okay, the applications. Commercial, mining, military, private sectors. If you want to work in the research and development or also in the manufacturing or the testing environment, some of these principles are good. If you work on productivity, the basis of productivity is to measure, is to know. But a lot of people measure and they do not know what they measure. So we are going to give you some techniques in the subject on what to measure, how to measure it, and once it's measured, what then? What do you do with your findings? How do you present it? How do you interpret it? How do you understand it? Okay? The purpose of the study guide that you will receive is to provide the necessary background information, to understand the module rationale, to see how it fits into the bigger picture of the explosive studies at UNISA. It explains the context of the study guide, the available literature in the field of explosives, and I want to really encourage you to read wider than the study guide. The study guide is what it is. It's a guide that guides you in your studies. So it gives you the fundamentals, it gives you the basics, it's not the alpha and the omega. If you want to know more, you will have to read wider. It identifies you. It enables you to identify, to understand, and to interpret the key concepts in your workplace. And in this case, on measuring techniques and measuring apparatus. So we give you the techniques, we give you some of the apparatus, and you have to go and apply this in your working environment. Okay, the links to other courses or modules, as you know, this does not stand alone. There's the four short learning programs in explosives. This is part of Explosives Short Learning Program 1, Introduction to Explosives. So this module is an introduction to a subject that we will do in much more detail in your third year. Okay, there's also Short Learning Program 2, 3 and 4, as they depicted. You can read through this on the screen. Okay, in the Introduction of Explosives, we've got Module 1A, which consists of the Module 1 and 2, Explosives Technologies and Skills, Explosions or a Combination of Explosives in a Particular Application, that's presented by Henny Pieterse. Module 1B, Appropriate Common Explosive Accessories, the whole set of video clips available about that. And this one is servicing and measuring apparatus in explosives plants. If you've completed this module after the other three successfully, and all four modules have been completed successfully, you will get a certificate from UNISA on Short Learning Program 1, the program into the introduction into explosives. Okay, as I said, does not stand alone. Together with Module 3, it forms Explosives 1B on the formal side, or and also Module 4. This is Module 4 of Short Learning Program 4. It's part of Introduction to Explosives, and it's an integral part of Explosive Studies at UNISA. It's one of the main, it's one module of the main, one of the main subjects, Explosives 1601, in the Diploma for Explosives Management, and also forms part of the main subjects of your BTEC degree in Explosives Management that can also be studied through UNISA. Okay, the next clip that we will do would be the module outcomes. So up to now we've done the overview and we've done the purpose of the module. Why do you have to do this module? Go through the purpose again and you will understand where does it fit into your working environment. Thank you.